There you are. You know, there's just sometimes things go by so quickly that we don't have a chance to really give them the notice that they're due.
Such as?
Well, yesterday was National Two Different Colored Shoes Day.
Ah, I celebrated.
The idea is to... Very nice.
Thank you.
The idea is to, quote, recognize and celebrate the uniqueness and diversity of humanity. See, if you wear two different color shoes, then you step outside your usual routine.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Be sure to always celebrate that responsibly. Just saying.
How would you do it irresponsibly?
Well, I am not going to use this radio show as a vehicle
for irresponsibility.
To teach people irresponsible behavior.
That's right. Because kids are up and searching for their shoes now.
And listening.
And listening with rapt attention.
So hanging on our every word.
Yeah. Betcha.
Mom, I don't want to go to school. I want to listen to the Infomaniac.
Yes,
I don't want to listen to Justin Bieber. I want to listen to the Infomaniac.
Did you hear about Justin Bieber? Wow.
Well, who hasn't heard about it?
Yeah.
No, what happened to him, though? Let me see if I can find this.
What did he?
Did his voice change?
No.
What, a hair fall out?
Justin Bieber got pelted with eggs during his concert.
Eggs.
During his concert Friday night in Sydney, Australia.
Why?
I don't know. Six of them made it to the stage, but Justin managed to avoid getting hit with any of them. He was a real pro and just continued on with the show. But his Twitter brigade was angry.
Adamant.
There were hundreds of tweet warnings. The egg tossers should be very afraid.
That sounds like a threat.
Yeah. Justin was also reportedly a bit naughty Sunday on the flight from Sydney to the tour's next stop in Melbourne.
Do you know who I am?
He was asked several times to take his seat in first class, no doubt, as the plane was taxiing out of onto the runway. He refused.
Refused.
This is Biebs again?
Yeah, finally a female flight attendant laid down the law and Justin got the message. He later tweeted an apology to the entire flight crew because, you know, I'm sure they were waiting on that.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
They follow him.
Yeah, they were brokenhearted that he might be angry at them. While we're talking about flight crews, airlines have figured out, of course, how to nickel and dime travelers with every sort of fee. Oh, so I was flying a couple of weeks ago, and I was on Southwest, and their luggage handlers had on black shirts, and on the back it said BFF, bags fly free.
Oh,
now that's pretty sharp.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess Do people still use the term BFF? I mean, I don't
know. Okay. Best friend forever.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's
only
jump the shark.
Only
that's
Chase
okay.
and I do that.
That's right. Okay. Exactly. Right. When we send each other text messages.
Anyway, airlines have figured out how to nickel and dime travelers with every sort of fee and extra charge possible. But on one recent flight, some flight attendants decided that they would kind of have a quiet mutiny. CNBC's John Carney was on this flight to witness what he calls a quiet mutiny. He wouldn't say which airline it was that he was on. But he wrote that he first noticed what was going on when, after ordering a $10 chicken sandwich, the flight attendant apologized for the exorbitant price by giving him a free beer.
Ooh.
Followed by another free beer. And then, when a woman in his aisle ordered a bottle of wine, the attendant wouldn't take her money, saying instead, "Happy birthday," and explaining that they were allowed to give out freebies to birthday boys and girls, of course, of legal drinking age.
Yeah, you don't want your 9-year-old going, "It's my birthday, too."
Hey. He said, "I started watching the attendants, and I soon discovered that many passengers were getting free items. The attendants were conducting a quiet mutiny against the practice of charging for items the airlines once gave away free." Well, that's kind of interesting. And again, didn't tell us which airline, so see how that goes.
Dang it.
Yeah. Are you worried if your doctor wears a tie?
Saw my doctor just yesterday, and he doesn't wear a tie. My GP's never worn a tie that I don't recall.
A group of New York senators pushing to make doctors ditch their neckties and other accessories, including white coats, in an effort to curb the spread of bacteria. New York legislation would appoint a commission to come up with a dress code and discourage doctors and healthcare workers from wearing accessories that might harbor diseases. British Medical Journal article, it came out in 06, warned doctors to ditch those disease-ridden neckties during their hospital rounds because they dangled and they spread diseases that way.
Well, let's just make them wear hazmat suits.
When
you leave one exam room, you take off the suit, and you make sure it's incinerated.
That helps the bedside manner tremendously.
And then you come in, you know.
Yeah.
What seems to be wrong with you today?
Yeah, yeah. Because they always come in and wash their hands first, right? Don't they come in and wash their hands first?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah, just to do that. And Chase is quiet. He's not saying that. Not sure how that's working.
I think he hurt himself there.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm good.
Okay, that's good. So in a new lawsuit in Wyoming, a couple there claims that furniture rental chain Aaron's,
we got one of those.
Yeah, provides its customers with computers that allow the company to track keystrokes, take screenshots, and even snap webcam pics of renters using the devices at home. Brian Bird and his wife Crystal said a store manager in Casper, Wyoming, came to their home December 22nd. Manager tried to repossess the computer because he mistakenly believed the Birds hadn't paid off their rent-to-own agreement. But when Brian showed the manager the signed receipt, the manager showed Bird a picture of Mr. Bird using the computer taken by the computer's webcam. How you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Brian Bird demanded to know where the picture came from. Manager responded that he was not supposed to disclose that Aaron's had the photograph. And that's when the Birds contacted the police and their attorney and determined that the image was shot with the help of spying software. See how that comes out for you. We'll be watching that.
Yeah, that's why you should always buy your computer from that place that says you only need a checking account. It's like $40 a week.
Like
$40 a week for 6 years.
That's the Blue Rhino or something,
yeah.
Right? That's a great deal.
Blue Hippo. Blue Rhino is the natural.
That's the gas company. Blue Rhino. That's right. All you need
Blue
is
Blue Hippo. Rhino's the gas company.
Okay.
Hey, Hippo, Rhino.
Yeah, whatever.
Come on. Let Scott have his fun.
One cooks your steaks, the other one cooks your credit
that's
rating.
That's right. So, yeah, what is that? All you need is a job and a check
number. No, you just need a checking account and the ability to pay like $37 a month until your children go to graduate high
school. That's right. Or your knuckles get sore.
Right.
Yeah.
Does that include any software, you think, or is it just...
Oh, it includes a software and a printer and an LCD TV, because by the time you pay for all that crap, I mean, you only spent about $17,000, so...
It ought to be perfect.
And once again, I don't begrudge the company for doing it. It's just there are people out there that think, oh, it must be a good deal. It's only $37 a week.
Well, I finally saw
less than gas prices.
I finally saw that commercial that you talked about where the guys like the Indian finance company. And
was it Western Star Finance or something like that?
Yeah.
No, we're not the cheapest.
No.
In other words, we are going to hose you.
He says, sure, it's going to cost you some money.
We're going to take you out back and just rip the pockets out of your pants.
We're taking you to the woodshed, buddy. Absolutely.
But if you need cash now.
Yeah. But we got Brutus ready to knock on your door when you're a day late. All right. Hey, funeral directors in Russia. By the way, it's 7:24 on this.
Yeah, it is.
Really,
and we're
really
having fun.
This really insensitive morning. funeral directors in Russia report that more and more families are throwing mobile phones into coffins with the deceased because they fear that some people are being buried alive.
Oh.
Really? Anyway.
I hope they charge the battery.
Well,
who's to say you can actually get service 6 feet
exactly.
under?
Exactly. I've never seen a cell company advertise that.
Yeah, really.
You know?
Now available in the netherworld.
Well, but that's the other thing. If you've paid for your contract and that phone's yours, you ought to take it with you. Isn't that fair?
You go buy a prepaid phone.
Yeah.